This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Monday night. I'm getting it all mixed up because last season was Tuesday. Monday, it feels good to be on Monday again. Man. It feels good to have the season back on Mondays. Clayton.
Feels like we're gaining an extra day.
I know, really, it really does. Like the week didn't start until the show went, the show aired. Clayton Eckerd, is that how you say his last name, right?
Eckerd, yeah.
Eckerd. Clayton Eckerd, see episode one, guys. Episode one in the books. I enjoyed it. We'll get into it. We'll break down the women we like and some of the entrances that were, it was very, logistical. Like you have to do certain things, the limo entrances, we have to meet all the girls, blah, blah, blah. But there were some twists and turns tonight. Which I enjoyed. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about New Year's, man.
And Brotoxing. Now that we're like 5 days after.
Brotoxing.
Dude, my forehead is on fleek.
Dude, I was just going to say, I was going to ask you if it hit. So you guys, we got a Brotox.
First timer here for me.
Yeah, he's first timer, which is basically it's Botox for guys. It's a little less, I don't know, like it's a little less. We'll just say that. It's not as much stiffness and everything. Like it's a.
Oh, I feel pretty stiff.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what imagine being not Brotox. Like,
well, I remember that. That was 8 days ago for me.
Yeah.
Not Botoxed.
No, but I'm saying if you got the real Botox is what I'm saying. Oh, gotcha. The difference is huge. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But,
yeah, I was going to ask you today because I noticed it this morning too. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, right? Try it.
I feel like a teenager.
Try to move your eyebrows.
I can't.
Good though. See, no wrinkles, baby. No wrinkles. But yeah, we got that done and yeah, he was a first timer. What do you think so far?
It's cool. I mean, you could definitely feel a difference. It's weird. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm 20 years younger on the forehead.
Yeah. I meant to ask if you got any hate DMs in your any PL buddy.
Oh, everyone like, loves pussy. Like I no. Well, I mean, some of my boys.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah. Like, I got. Some I'm
like,
too.
But then they were like, oh, I've done it too, man. Like, yeah. Or of course you have, motherfucker.
I do. I get that too. They're like, dude, what a pussy thing to do. But do you have a code? Like, could I use your code? I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. But it's great, guy. I mean, and the funny thing is you kind of thought it at first too. It's guys, it's not filler. Like people think we're like putting shit into our face that like, it's not, it just freezes your face. So you don't get wrinkles. There's nothing filler. None of that kind of stuff. Cause I know a lot of people that are like, your face is going to change. I'm like, no, it's literally not. Like it doesn't actually change my face.
I was just happy that I was like on the lower end of the totem pole. How they told me the average between men are like 48 units and 73. And I got 54.
Yeah, but I feel like you got a ton of, like, because you got it on your eyes and stuff.
Well, 54 is still a lot, I feel like.
54 is a lot.
But it's still, like, only 6 above the lower side.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm happy with that because I don't know how the 70, like, if you're in the 60s, 70s, like, whoa.
It's more just, it's more how much they put in. Yeah. And that's as you get older. But yeah, I think I only did probably like 40 this time because I didn't do around my eyes.
You were in the 20s, I think, this time.
Yeah, maybe 20s. I just did forehead. Yeah, I just did forehead. But if you guys, we went to the COCAR, Colorado Center for Rejuvenation, up in Broomfield. So yeah, if you guys, looking for Brotox or Botox. Yeah. Or
Lindsay, MJ.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. They were really gentle with me. The crunch is pretty weird.
The crunch is weird. It's just like any other shot, but it's weird in your face.
But I love it when they're like, relax with a needle coming at you.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, but ladies, if you're here in Denver, go check them out. They're awesome. They got cool sculpt, cool tone. They have facials, lasers, everything there. They're amazing. Been working with them for about a year now.
Or maybe the 5 guys that listen too.
Yeah.
if you're in Denver, check them out.
Check them out.
Okay. Self-care is okay, guys.
Yeah, maybe like I can get a code. Maybe I can get us some kind of code and we can
use it. I do like it because like a lot of guys were also asking me like, how was it? Because they were like, intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to take care of yourself. And I think ladies love that, actually.
Amen, man. Amen. I'm not going to lie. I had no idea I had wrinkles so bad in my forehead until the show because I've never watched myself before. And I'm so expressive with my face. I was like, damn, my forehead looks like an accordion. I was like, I need to get that fixed.
That was like the funniest thing when I was doing it. Like, because I have trained my, because a girl that I dated a long time ago, She was like, you shouldn't like lift your eyebrows or you'll get the wrinkles. So I've trained myself not to do that for over a decade.
That's crazy.
And so like when I'm sitting there, she's like, lift your eyes. I was like, how do I do that? Cause I haven't done it in so long. Like
that's crazy.
Like on demand like that. Like,
yeah, I definitely do all the time. I talk with my eyebrows for sure. So yeah, well, go check out the GoCar guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's true with the mask and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. And then New Year's, shout out to my high spirits. It was a great night down at ringing in the new year, ringing in 2022 with my high spirits. There was a blizzard here in Denver. Mm-hmm. So
that the city definitely was not prepared for.
Yeah. The city, honestly, like the city damn near shut down. Ubers weren't going out. So in that sense, those of you that still made it out, shout out to you guys, the fucking real ones. Cause honestly, I don't know if I would have, not been playing, I probably would have stayed home. It was blizzarding. I would have never
left the house.
Yeah. It was
the roads were so bad.
So too. Bad.
And, yeah.
And a lot of people left early, which I don't blame anybody at all for leaving early.
No.
Cause it was getting bad out. So, but still good New Year's. It was fun. So I hope everybody had a safe and fun New Year's out there. And, what do we got coming up this month, man? Anything?
Chicago stuff to announce. We're going to Vegas this weekend. Announcement of that will probably be next month.
Yeah, next month. We got some big ones.
Stay tuned on the music side.
Yeah, on the DJ side.
Chicago, back to Denver on the 22nd.
Chicago the 15th. Yep. Chicago the 15th. Then, guys down at good old Bourbon Street.
Yeah. And then Vegas again at the end of the month. So, yep.
And then Denver and Vegas. So, nice little month, you know, start the year for sure. So,
yeah, start to pick me up and get back to work. So,
yep. Amen. Back to work feels good. So, all right, let's get into this, guys. Let's get into this episode. Starts off real cute. I liked the like selfie style filming of Clayton telling his mom he's the bachelor. That was adorable.
That was real too. His adorable. Mom's reaction was real.
Yeah. So that was a cool moment. I even saw his dad like recording in the background too. So mm-hmm. I thought that was just a cool. And I like how they're doing that. I remember they did a little bit of that with like Colton and even Pete, I think, where they were kind of like filming themselves. I thought that was really cool. Like, organic, you know, makes it feel very organic and everything, which it was. So I like that. I thought that was pretty cute. His family seems great, you know, and like I said, we said this last week, I think Clayton might be a well-liked bachelor. I really, really do. Now from the preview of the season, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, we can just say this because in the previous, he says, I love you to three.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much hate Ben Higgins got for
mm-hmm.
two?
Mm-hmm. So, but times have changed. Times have changed. So I'm super interested to see how the audience reacts compared to Ben, because Ben got murdered for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how what happens to Clayton. But yeah, so obviously so night ones, you guys kind of very, they're all kind of the same logistically, you know, you meet Clayton, you meet his family, and then you go and you get the intro package from the girls and you get the
limo entrances. And going from there, we're back in the mansion.
Yes, and that felt good. God, it felt good. The show's back on Monday nights, and it's back at the mansion. It just felt, I got like some nostalgic. You know, I got a little nostalgic. We'll be right back.
You should give us a little like audio tour of the mansion. Like, what is that like?
So the driveway.
How is that set up?
Yeah. So the driveway is fucking huge, guys. So it is like the longest driveway ever to finally get to the house. And it's a huge driveway. Let's say you're rolling up with the house on your left, you're walking up the driveway. Directly in front of you are like tons of giant tents. And that's where production is. So production's in the tents. That's the control room night one. There's like, you know, fucking 20, 30 TVs in there. They're watching every single thing.
That's pretty funny you mentioned that, because they had like an aerial drone shot. In this episode, mm-hmm. you can see the tents at the end of the driveway.
A lot of tents. There's always like that on any show. Mm-hmm. And then you walk in and it's a big foray. And honestly, the only places you spend a lot of, because there's a lot of rooms that are closed off because they're doing interviews or there's just freaking equipment in there. You know what I mean? Or it's their break. Like, you know, the cameraman can go into a break room. I remember our cameramen would always have video games in their break rooms. They'd be playing fucking, what's that huge game on live?
Call of Duty?
No, the other one.
Fortnite?
Yes, they'd all be playing Fortnite, be busting up Fortnite. So honestly, the only places you really do hang out is the kitchen, the little dining room area, and then the living room and outside. That's literally the only place. Every other place in the house is bedrooms where you're sleeping or they're blocked off. So it's not as big as you think.
And those bedrooms probably have just bunk beds all over the place. And you probably just have shit all over. So it's not TV ready.
No, not TV ready. I remember I took Becca up to my room on my season and we had like a cute little conversation. And they like pushed all of our suitcases like as far like out on the patio and shit, trying to get like it TV ready. But literally the only place you go is living room, kitchen, dining room, and outside. So as big as it is, we don't use the whole thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything outside of those three rooms that you've mentioned.
It's literally it. Yeah, that is literally it. And all of a sudden you're like the producer will grab you to take you in the room to an interview, and you walk through like four rooms you've never seen before. And you're like, what the fuck? So it is a labyrinth of rooms and stuff, but that's for how big it is. We really only use like four rooms. It's pretty crazy.
And the lead doesn't stay in there, right?
No, she has a little, he or she has a little like house on property though. It's like further down on the property. It's like down
in the front same of the
driveway. It's almost like where you first enter. Yeah, yeah. So if you see the aerial shot, it's actually right by like where the driveway, the entrance to the driveway. Cause I remember Becca saying she could hear us some nights like outside and stuff. When she wasn't filming. Yeah. So they are on site though.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I thought the lead like stays in the hotel or something, or
no, they're right there on site. And then when you travel, usually the lead is in a different hotel, but not always. Cool. That's cool. Yeah. And then the girls, let's do these intro packages.
There is no way. Well, first of all, We got a couple first here. Sally goes to visit
Clayton. This is after though. That's after all the intro packages. Yeah.
You're right.
So let's just go real quick. No, it's cool. Just real quick, run through the intro packages. These are some pretty good intro packages. I love when, because these intro packages, guys, I've filmed a couple of them. They are produced. You know what I mean? They're like, walk this way, grab your bag, throw it on, walk this way. And this is why I know none of these people are actors, because it looks so unnatural. Some of these girls, you know, like I remember, I think it was the realtor. She like was on a call and you could tell she was not actually call. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and it's cool. That's the it shows how genuine these people, they're not actors. You know what I mean? They really like, I'm sure the producer's like, hey, pick up, act like you're on a phone call. And I remember there was one point, I think the girl from Howland's Ranch, she like put something realtor in her bag, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth. She was the realtor on the phone call too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I saw there was a moment where she put something in her bag and like threw it on and walked out, and it just looked so unnatural. That's a good thing. You know, we don't want this to seem like they're really good actors, you know? So overall though, I thought the intro packages were good. We got some, I thought Gabby's was cute. You know, she talked about the cheerleading and the COVID, ICU COVID thing. That was good. Oh, how about,
And I like Susie's with all the jiu-jitsu.
Yes, that was cool. Yep, that's a good one.
Rachel
was
with the pilot. Yeah, there were a lot of good ones.
And Dahlia with the Yale University, third-year Yale student. Hello.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man. We got some women this season. I'm excited about that. I feel like, and I was looking at ages the whole time. I was like, damn, I don't think, there was like one or two young ones, but everybody pretty much was like 27 to 32.
There was the 33-year-old cougar with the number flashing, and then like,
hey, there was a 63-year-old coming in on the limo.
I loved that one.
That was great. That was so great.
Curveball.
Clayton's smile just was like, hi. He's so confused.
I thought that she was going to be, I wonder if we'll see her in the seniors one.
I hope. Oh, I think we will. I hope. She seemed awesome. She seemed really comfortable and like confident. Yeah. She came off better than some of the actual women on the show.
I'm 63 years old looking for grandchildren.
What? Clayton was just like, wait, what? So obviously, you know, we start with the intro packages, and then we go to a first time, never happened before.
A couple first times.
Yeah, you're right. A couple first times. This is I'm not no bachelor. Like, I didn't watch old season, but I think this first time somebody's ever come to the bachelor before limo.
Yeah, pre limos. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99% sure. So let me start with this. When I first heard the Sally girl was going to be on the show and she left early or whatever, or left out, you know, in weird circumstances because she was engaged, I in my head thought this is going to come off horrible for her. I was like, this, she's going to look terrible. Like, why even sign up if you just got broken up? But I was wrong. I thought her conversation she had with Clayton was very genuine, very honest. She was clearly, I don't think that was an act. I think she genuinely was hurting. But basically, guys, it was like, you know, I was supposed to get married yesterday.
It was that day.
Yeah, it was the day before. Yeah. And it was like, she was like, I just keep looking at the mirror or the clock and this is the day, the time I'm supposed to be walking down the aisle. So I feel for her, and shout out to her for being honest. And she didn't just go to get fucking clout, to get Instagram followers, you know? So I thought she handled that well. What do you think?
Yeah, same. And I also really think Clayton handled that unbelievably well. And I think he made her feel very comfortable, listened to her, mm-hmm. and did everything he could to make her stay. Because I think at the end of the day, there was clearly a connection there. They both felt that. But he wanted to reassure her, like, hey, I don't want you to make a decision you might regret later mm-hmm. down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to make her feel at ease right away.
Yeah, no, I thought he did a good job. And honestly, when I saw the preview and I first heard he was trying to give her a rose because they had a connection, quote unquote, I was like, God, give me a break. But then I watched it and I was mm-hmm. like, fuck, I think they do have a connection. Like, they seemed very giddy around each other and they were smiley and he was like holding her hand and rubbing her leg when she was crying. Like, I was like, damn, maybe they do have a connection, you know?
Yeah, they both felt like you could see they were both extremely genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which surprised me. I did not expect that. I thought it was going to come off very scripted.
I thought like how you used this toward last season with Brent, I thought that was going to be like super cringy, but I was like, wow, this is actually kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it went out. It actually came off very real. Yeah, it came off very real. And I thought she was going to stay, man. I did. I was like, whoa.
I wonder how long she was out on that phone call with, I'm guessing that was her mom, right?
Yeah, I think it was her mom. Yeah. Or maybe a best friend or something.
I thought for sure she was going to stay too, but yeah, big props to her. I mean, she kept it 100 to herself.
She knew that her heart's not ready. And I think she would have made it far, man, because one thing, not only do that, I think they had a connection, but dude, that would have been almost a game, not a game. I shouldn't say game, but I think she wouldn't have given Clayton everything right away, and that would have intrigued him. And I think she would have stayed a while, man.
I do too.
Hometowns, yeah. I think she might have made hometowns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or at least gotten that far, and then maybe see. But that would have been even worse. Imagine she has a real connection with him, makes that far, and then bows out because she's like, "I'm not ready." That would have been fucked up.
Could you imagine if she walks in the house and she already has a rose and like?
Oh,
in the limo?
That would have been so awesome. I'm not gonna lie, that would have been so fucking cool. That would have been so cool. I was kind of hoping that was going to happen.
That would have been so bossy and savage.
Savage as fuck. Like I just met him and I got a fucking rose already. But how that would have been up, so
But how
so
fucked cool. up is that as the lead? You're like, I already tried to give a rose away and she said no.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. So I think it's been interesting. Obviously, we saw After Final Rose where they try to gain us sympathy for Clayton by them reading the mean tweets. Now we got this. It's like, are they trying to do this underdog story for Clayton a little bit? I think. I definitely think that's what's happening personally. I think they're giving, which is maybe he is a bit of an underdog. 6'4", you know, fucking successful football player, white boy underdog. But that seems to be the edit he's getting. And I don't know, maybe. I mean, he's a goofy and he's everything he does comes off very endearing, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Very endearing.
And I think he said it several times. He's just like, I don't know how many times he said this actually, but he was just like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
Like he even knows like he probably shouldn't be the guy, but he's,
yeah. Agree. I feel he feels that way, but every Bachelor says that. I think the only Bachelor to not be shocked is Colton. I think Colton thought he should be the Bachelor. But I remember Pete was the same way. Pete was like just googly eyed. I obviously didn't watch Ari's season, so I don't know. But I think most Bachelors do. Like Matt was that way. Remember Matt? That was just like, how did I get here?
Matt had very much. Talk about someone who had no reason to be a fucking Bachelor.
Yeah. No.
He had no experience of the show whatsoever except for Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. Mind blowing. Yeah. So he was, I mean, they've all have like deer in the headlights look.
Just throughout the show, man. He was just like,
he's smiley.
He's just so happy. He's just like, yeah, let's go.
He's smiley.
He heard the women like yelling in the limo and it pumped him up. Like that was, yeah. I loved seeing that.
Yeah.
And I just had to take a break in between the first set of women. And he walked in. He's like, I just want to tell you how happy I'm. You girls are here.
Yeah. So no, I like him. I just hope we see a different side of him. If it's always this happy go lucky smiley guy, like I hope we see a different side of him, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we will though. Once we get down to the love stories and stuff.
I mean, we kind of saw it. Well, I mean, jumping ahead a little bit, we did see a little bit of it with Claire, though.
Yeah,
the seriousness. Like, yeah, we'll get into that Claire. Script.
I got a lot to say about Claire.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But so let's get into the limo entrances. Who is your favorite?
also, like, how crazy to see like him and Jesse talk. It's like they're talking in a mirror.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, bro. So... We play football, bro. Let's go. I'm here for you.
Like, give me them nooks. Give me the knuckles. Yeah, totally, dude. They are the same fucking just person. Which is out. Cool. Yeah, just broing out, which is funny. The way they're like, dude, I'm nervous. No, I'm nervous. No,
how
I'm
do you
nervous.
Think I feel, dude?
That was funny. That was really funny. But yeah, let's get into these limonchas, man. Who was your favorite limonchas? Or name a couple you liked.
I loved Gabby's.
Yeah.
Sit on your- Obviously, she's a, kind of a homer pick for probably both of us. We've mm-hmm. hyped her up a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. And she is a very openly sexual person. We'll just say that. So the sitting, I want to sit on your face thing does not surprise me at all. So that's going to be her. She's going to get like a... She's like a Demi almost as far as like humor, like sexual humor.
Card. You don't know what's going to come out. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh, exactly. Yes. Like she don't know what she's going to say, and it's exciting, but terrifying. So like, so, it's, I think she's definitely going to be that character.
So it's kind of, it's just like, there was some pretty good ones I thought tonight, but it was like the first half of the women were like, do they know that they're supposed to like be kind of creative here?
Yeah, they just because
it was like
out.
After the first 10 came out, then it was like everyone had something kind of funny or some kind of spin or yeah, gimmicky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I like gimmicks personally. I know some people don't. I like gimmicks.
Yeah, like the only one that like in the beginning that kind of had any interest was like Susie came out with like the handshake buzzer. Mm-hmm, like she feel mm-hmm. that electricity. I really liked Kate with the. Here, I want you to take a pull from my nips and then pulled out the shooters.
Yeah, that like, was good.
Kind of loosen the moment.
Yep. And that's huge. And trust me, the lead remembers that. Like if you make them feel comfortable and make them like, you know, like everybody's nervous. It doesn't matter who, like everybody's super nervous. So I think the lead will remember that. I thought the moon boots or the moon shoes, those were underrated. They showed 5 seconds of it, but I thought it was good. Moon shoes are amazing. You guys have never walked in moon shoes before. I like that. I thought the girl from San Diego, the redhead from San Diego, I thought the bubble bath thing, like I thought that was gimmicky, but I thought it was cool.
I liked Marlena who threw the whistle. She's like flag for 15 for being fine. Like yeah, that was kind of a fun fine. Little spin.
I thought there was going to be more football stuff. There wasn't.
No.
I thought there was going to be, that was going to be his thing is the football thing, but it wasn't.
I thought this was kind of funny and kind of savage was that Jill girl with the she brought the urn is like
oh
these
God.
Are the ashes of my exes
yeah, holy shit.
You better not end up in here or something. I was like
that was savage as fuck. Oh, one of
message
my favorite
sent
yeah
and one received
of, yeah one of my favorite parts too is watching the other girls react to the girls pulling up. I love watching that, like when that one girl, I can't think of who it was, you had the big truck ran over the little truck,
yeah,
and the girls were like, we got a fender bender and like I hope she had insurance, like all these like one-liners and stuff. I thought that was cool. But overall, yeah, I thought good entrances, you know. As far as like, I think Susie stood out to me. She seems comfortable. She seems very confident and like comfortable in that environment, which is not easy to do. And that will show like people who, okay, Grocery Store Joe is a great example of this. That dude was so fucking nervous on night one, couldn't get out a word, didn't talk to Becky. He was just so damn nervous the whole time. He got sent home. I think so. Like it does like the lead. It's like, now is your moment, either show up or don't. And I thought Susie was like so comfortable, like in her element, and she showed up and a few other girls did too. But for some reason, she really jumped out at me.
Yeah. Even like Susie's, I think Susie got kind of pulled him away first too.
Yeah.
Once they all got in the room and their conversation was like a real conversation. Like, yeah. Hey, we're both nervous here. And I feel like there's a bit of safety there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like they both felt safe with each other.
I personally think she's going to get the first one-on-one. I think Susie's going to get the first one-on-one. We'll be right back. Who else had a good conversation? Obviously, you know, we finished the limo entrances. We go inside. Rachel, I thought Rachel had a good conversation with him. You know, they talked about how she's a pilot.
Well, he also said there's one girl I've been dying to talk to right before their conversation.
Yeah. Question is, was he talking to her? I don't about her or not. I don't know. We don't know what the way it was edited.
Clayton and Teddy had it. There's some major sparks there. Night
Teddy.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Teddy had a good convo.
She was kind of the wild card tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the way Rachel was like, you know, I'd love to give you flight lessons or whatever. And he's like, I don't really trust myself in a cockpit or whatever, you know? And she's just like, oh,
I don't even know if he couldn't even fit in a cockpit.
He needs 747. Yeah. Yeah, there were some good convos. Oh, yeah, you're right. Teddy had a great convo. The kissing, you know, like I thought the first aired kiss was, I can't remember the line now. Damn it. I fucking like had it circled. I was like, I can't remember what it was. I thought the little cars, they race in cars. Him and I can't think of her name.
Oh, Cassidy.
Yeah, they were racing little cars.
And then she flipped over.
Yeah, and she's like really, really went into that bit. I really dedicated to that bit.
I liked Cassidy tonight too.
Yeah, yeah.
Her sense of humor was great, especially like after he booted Claire.
Yeah,
yeah. And then comes back in the room, and he's like, "If anyone wants," and she's like, "Come on, please, we're all here for you."
Yeah. Yeah. So far, I feel like it's very lighthearted. Clayton seems to be having a lot of fun with it. He's not too clammy. He's not too, you know, nervous and, you know, bound a little tight. He doesn't seem that way. So he did a good job. He
spilt his drink all over toasting.
Yeah, toasting. Like, just cool, like, little funny things like that. But let's get into Claire, guys, because I got a lot to say about Claire. And I think she obviously is going to be she's going to be the big topic of conversation this week.
And I love the idea of her, like, with the tailgate, with the cornhole. Wins.
I think personally, this is what I think happened. I think she, and I agree with her. I didn't feel like there was much sparks there. I didn't think the convo went particularly well. And I think she felt like, oh shit, I might be going home.
To go on a rampage like that.
This happens all the time. So instead, she decided she was going to reject him instead of getting rejected. Her insecurities popped out a little bit and she was like, no, you know, instead of being like, oh, maybe I'm not the right girl for him. It's no, he's not the right guy for me. He's too nice of a guy. I would eat him alive. Spit him out. Like all those, in my opinion, those were insecurities coming out because she was afraid that she might get sent home. And that's understandable. That happens a lot. People do that in real life all the fucking time, you know? So, But she went a little overboard, in my opinion. She said she hated
straight
him.
Up, I hate him. Like
his face on the pillow, she like pushed it away and was just like, no. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. She went over the board. That's another first. I have never night one seen somebody not into the lead.
You don't think she was out? Like, I thought she was a little sauced.
Maybe.
She looked a little tipsy.
Maybe. I mean, they still have the drink rule. So, I mean, that you can still get drunk on the drink rule. Don't get me wrong. But are you saying that's why she acted that way? Or are you saying?
I think that always fuels a fire at some point within certain people, for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that definitely can, you know, feed. And it's high intensity, high emotions, high energy environment, very stressful. But I just felt like she went overboard. And even the other girl, she made the other girls uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other girls are like, what the fuck is going on? You know? So I can't remember who, but somebody tells Clayton. And I thought Clayton again handled this pretty well. You know, he was just like, he pulled Claire aside and was like, I've been hearing things, and she didn't deny anything. She kind of was like, yep. Yeah, she did deny hating him,
did kind of backpedal quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then, well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you get to you your get face saying out. You don't like me. And she's like, well, you know, it's not like I don't like you, but like, he sent her home, which good for him. You want people there that are into you. But this man got a lot thrown at him day one. He had Susie saying no to a rose. He had a girl in the house saying she hates him.
Shelly. Is it Shelly?
No, you're right. Not Susie. It was, yeah.
Sally.
Anyway,
Sally. Sorry.
Sally saying no to Rose. Then a girl hating him in the house. Like, that's got to hurt the ego a little bit. You know, even though you're the bachelor, that's got to hurt the ego.
But props to him because, like, he did pick up right after Claire and just kind of went on with the evening.
Yeah.
And, he even said that. He's like, I don't want this to ruin the evening. Because, like, if you remember his season, a lot of the dudes on his season try to ruin the evenings for Michelle
And I think Michelle a couple times. I think bachelorettes have a little harder time moving on. You know what I mean? They're a little bit more emotional and everything. Like, I think maybe they had a little bit harder time moving on than bachelors. Not all the time though. I remember Matt canceled a few too, but yeah, you're right. He did a good job of picking up right where he left off. Grabbed a girl. Yeah.
Like, I don't want this to ruin the night. And who also had a great night one conversation was Genevieve. Him and Genevieve had a great convo with like the future and kids and their families.
Which is so funny because that's such a weird convo in the real world. First night meeting somebody, first second meeting somebody, but not in The Bachelor, baby.
Not
on The Bachelor. That is a, it's a good thing. It's in the pro column.
You know?
So it's so funny how that works.
Because it's like the girls that went home, you didn't see them at all tonight.
No. In fact, they didn't even have exit interviews. Like they didn't even really talk to the camera on the way out. Like it was crazy. They just got like completely edited out of the show. Okay. What do you think about the first impression rose, dude? Shock, bit of an underdog there.
Yeah. I thought Rachel was going to get it.
Oh, you thought Rachel? I thought Susie. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm happy about it.
Well, I mean, I think it could have been any three. I didn't see it going to Teddy.
Me neither.
I thought it was either going to be like Rachel, Susie, or Genevieve.
Yeah.
Teddy
with the little bit of a sneaky pick. Like I think she's a sneaky pick. And they had a good conversation. Don't get me wrong.
Great conversation.
But I didn't see the sparks like I did with Susie. Rachel too. Rachel had, you know, some sparks.
Well, I mean, she got the first kiss though.
Yeah. Yeah. True. So what's the only interesting thing about the Bachelor and the Bachelorette is the Bachelorette, when those first impression roses come out, that's usually who wins or damn near makes it to the end, the final two. Bachelor's the opposite. Bachelor, the first impression rose recipient, rarely makes it even to hometown. So I'm super interested to see what happens with Teddy. I just feel like maybe guys just have a bad picker at the beginning. Girls just have more, you know, intuition, if you will. I think the Bachelorettes have better intuition. Because even this last season.
Didn't you get the first impression rose?
No, I got the first date.
Oh, my bad.
Garrett got the first impression rose. Yeah, Garrett, who was picked. Yeah. It was like five seasons in a row. I think Hannah Brown was the first season where the winner didn't get the first impression rose. It was five seasons in a row.
Yeah, because Nate got the first impression rose in Michelle's season.
Yeah. And then Claire gave it to Dale. And Tayshia didn't, but that was weird. You know, that was Tayshia gave it to Clay or to what's his name? Spencer. Tayshia gave it to Spencer.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
But that wouldn't really count.
I don't remember Katie's first impression.
Oh, it wasn't to Blake, obviously. Yeah, true.
Yeah, clearly.
Good point. Oh, was it Greg? I think it was Greg.
Might have been. It was Greg. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. So women, just their intuition is just so much better.
Guys think crazy. Guys think with a little different of a maybe, picker.
Yeah, exactly. Hannah Brown, though, gave it to Luke Park. Yeah. Parker, right? Is that his name? Luke P. Yeah, Luke P.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He still made it to top three, final three. So, but I'm interested to see how far Teddy makes. I'm interested to see if Clayton, the intuition kicked in at the beginning. So we'll see. I honestly don't even know who went home.
Well, two of your top six went home.
Yeah. I was very wrong about the redhead from San Diego.
We got Daria. Haley surprised me going home.
Haley, yeah.
Ivana, Jane, Lindsay D, Rihanna, and I can't remember the other one. There's one more.
So let me get that right. That was six you just named off? Six. So we're down to 24.
Seven went home. And then Claire. So there's 22 left now.
Oh, and Claire, you're right. Fuck. Maybe even in... Yeah, you're right. 22. Yeah. 22. Damn, I feel like that was a lot first night. Holy shit. Eight, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I feel like that was a lot first night. I could be wrong, but maybe that's average. So we got 22 girls going in the rest of the season. I thought the ending of this episode was hilarious, right? So thank I was going to say something because I literally was watching the toast and I'm like, what the fuck? None of these girls are toasting to Clayton or the experience. They're all toasting to each other. I was like, they're all girl power and like, the most supportive group of women. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And then all of a sudden it rolls directly into the women hating each other in the previews. And I was like, I see what you did there, editors. I see. Cause I was like, what is going on? It looks like this is going to be a very catty season. I think there's going to be a lot of cat fights, a lot of women. Dude, a couple of them, I think, were like, I saw at one point Clayton asked a girl if she had a boyfriend back home.
Yeah.
And then that girl turns around and comes and grabs some kind of trophy and throws it in the fucking, like, whoa.
Yeah. That was that's the Denver girl. Is it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Right? Elizabeth. Yeah, real estate.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a very dramatic season. I fucking hate saying that. But it looks like it's going to be a
season ever.
But it does look dramatic. really, really does. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. It, also, like we talked about earlier, Clayton says he loves you to three girls and they don't seem to handle that very well.
And then he also says, I have to be honest. Oh. I was intimate with two of you.
Yeah.
Jesus, another thing Clayton Ben got destroyed for.
Jesus, Clayton. Everybody gets destroyed for that. Jesus, man.
Oh.
I mean, he might be well-liked by, you know, halfway mark, but then maybe by the end, he won't be. Not only do you love all three, but then you fucked. Oh, no, Clayton. Oh, no. Oh, we'll see. We shall see. I tell you what, though. It's early. It would be hard to watch this back, I think. If, you know, if he is with somebody right now and engaged and happy, knowing that he was in love with three people and had sex with multiple like that, I'd root the best for him, whoever he picked, if he picked somebody. Man, that'd be hard to watch back. I personally think it's a good thing to wait to say I love you to the one. Do I think that multiple leads have been in love with multiple people before? 100%. But I think you saved that L word and that for that final rose, personally. That's
going to be so hard in that moment. Oh my God. Or in the moment, though.
Oh my God, it's so hard. So fucking
just with how forced everything is and just everything you, that's what the show's all about. Like,
it's so hard. But the one thing you can do, and Becca would give me little hints along the way. She, like, I remember we were in, I can't remember where, but she whispered in my ear, was like, I can't wait to meet your family. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like little things like that, that keep you going, that give you, cause you do lose your fucking mind. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see, man. I'm into it. I'm into the season so far. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. They got us. Fucking night one. They hooked us, man.
And because I had been saying, I thought he was going to be a pretty good lead, like from kind of what we saw from
the little glimpses
we saw.
Yeah. 8 minutes.
Yeah. But I think he's going to be okay.
We'll see, man. I think I didn't realize he said, I love you to three people and the intimacy thing. So that he's going to get some.
Oh, that's right. You hadn't seen the previews for a minute.
No. Because I've been gone. But he's gonna get some hate for that, man. He's gonna get some hate.
Yeah. Also, did you see in like the bloopers? This was probably my favorite part, and I don't know why they didn't show it in the episode, was the Office Space moment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of them smashing the printer.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's such an iconic scene.
I was just waiting for someone to be like, have you seen my stapler?
And there in that scene, isn't it playing the gangster song? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Yeah. No, I like this episode. It was a good episode. Good way to start the season. I'll be super interested to see kind of, yeah, I guess the reaction of the audience. Because obviously...
Eddie, can we get that song for the intro for this episode? Damn, it feels good to be a guest.
Do you want the clean version or the unedited
version? Dirty it up. No, actually,
the one from the movie or... Yeah, no.
We're going to need the movie one. Yeah.
All you chrome snatching coochie eating pranksters.
What?
Eddie? Whoa, we got it.
Eddie, I just want you to know what you're getting, dude.
Eddie knows every word of the song. I love it. Eddie whips bars. Out. Yeah, Eddie's got bars, baby.
I believe in the movie they edited that line to say, all you gonna be wannabe gangsters.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, all you gonna be wannabe
gangsters. I like snatching crumbs. You know what
leave
I'm saying?
Leave this in. Oh, man.
Oh, geez. Oh, shit.
All right. Great.
Yeah, so you've got three of your top six still.
Three of my top four still. Yeah. Top six too, but yeah.
And I've got five of my top six.
Nice.
Because Haley left.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I think we have three that are the same too. So.
Yep. Yeah. Gabby, Susie.
And Rachel.
Rachel. Yep.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll see you next week. Please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun stuff. And episode two next week. Thanks for listening.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all five of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Behind the Rose.